Section 7. Applying Bayes' Theorem. I explained all the mechanics and technicalities of applying Bayes' Theorem to historical questions in Proving History, where I also answered every typical objection to this notion. Here I will only summarize the key points that will come up often in the present volume. To know whether any theory is the most probably true, you must compare it with all other viable theories. No theory can be defended in isolation. To effect such a comparison, you must establish four premises. Number one, the prior probability that the theory you are testing is true. Number two, the converse of which is the prior probability that some other theory is true instead. And then number three, the consequent probability that we would have all the evidence we actually have if your theory is true. And number four, the consequent probability that we would have all that same evidence if some other theory is true instead. From these four premises, a conclusion follows with logical necessity, which is simply the probability that your theory is true. To ascertain these probabilities with the kind of vague, problematic, and incomplete data typically encountered in historical inquiry, you must estimate all four probabilities as being as far against your most preferred theory as you can honestly and reasonably believe them to be. And you must present sufficient reasons and evidence for this conclusion in each case. This will produce a conclusion a fortiori, which you can assert with as high a confidence level as could ever be obtained on the available data, because any adjustment of your estimates towards what they truly are will then only make your conclusion even more certain. That way, since each premise consists of as unfavorable a probability as is reasonably defensible, you will know with logical certainty, if you have accounted for all the available evidence and done so correctly, that the probability your theory is true will be the probability you calculate, or higher, and often much higher. Conversely, you can be certain it is that probability or lower if you instead input estimates as far in favor of your theory as you can honestly believe. That conclusion only follows, of course, given all the knowledge and evidence available to you at the time. Hence, newly uncovered evidence can change your conclusion, which possibility is already accounted for by stating your conclusion as a probability. For example, if your conclusion is that your hypothesis, H, is true to a probability of 95%, and then some new evidence effectively proves H false, that possibility was already accounted for by your original allowance of a 5% chance that H was false, even before the new evidence appeared. And of course, even that new conclusion, that H is false, will be stated as a probability that could be overturned again if yet more evidence arises.